Well, today, rehearsals begin for the charity play in which Jane has become so interested. She's given up trying to sell tickets, so she can devote all her time to the play in which she was promised a part. She doesn't know the part is in a mob scene. She also doesn't know that she is financially responsible for 50 tickets at $3 apiece. The scene is the rehearsal hall of the little theater, where we find Mrs. Burnside, head of the ticket committee, in conference with the director of the play. Listen.
And so you see, Mr. Hamden, in order to give the girls an incentive to sell as many tickets as they can, we've promised some parts in the play.
But all the parts were given out 2 weeks ago. I thought you were satisfied with my casting.
Oh, of course we are. And you go right on as you had planned.
But these ladies, you promised parts to
oh,
us.
Oh, well, we didn't think this part, or how important the parts are. Don't you get it? We'll use them all in the big party scene in the second act.
Oh, of course. How stupid of me, and how clever of you, Mrs. Burnside.
Wasn't it so?
Yes, yes.
And it worked like a charm every time. The minute they heard they were going to be in the play, well, we just couldn't give them tickets enough to sell.
Good for you.
Only, there's one person.
What's that?
I tell you, we've only run into one difficulty, yes. But I'm sure we can straighten that out today with your help, Mr. Hamden.
I'll do what I can. What is this difficulty?
Well, one lady insists on coming to rehearsal today.
Oh, I see.
All the others, I suppose, we'd notify when we wanted them. I thought we'd wait till we had the play well rehearsed, and then work them all into that big scene together, say, a day or so before the play is presented.
Yes, of course, but what about this one lady?
Well, she's coming to rehearsal today. She insists on trying out for a part.
Oh, I see.
Now, in order to appease her, can't you just give her a sort of...
A sort of once-over lightly?
I beg pardon?
A sort of rush her for a tryout and brush her off, is that it?
Yes, that's the idea.
Leave it to me, Mr. Burnside. I know how to handle that kind. I've been directing these amateur plays for years. I'm quite adept at...
Oh, good morning, my dear. Oh, Sheila, come on over. You remember Mrs. Crawford, Mr. Hamden?
Of course I do. Good morning.
Oh, sit still, Mr. Hamden. Go right on talking. I was telling Mr. Hammond about Mrs. Ames.
Oh, yes, imagine her. The part of Mrs. Weatherby.
What?
Yes. I forgot to tell you. I gave her a brief synopsis of the play yesterday. And when I finished, she somehow or other got the idea that she was to play Mrs. Weatherby.
Good heavens, no.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. You.
Oh,
hello, Mrs. Burnside. Hello, Mrs.
Crawford. Mrs. Ames, my dear. Good morning.
Good morning.
My, you're bright and early.
Yes, I was just saying to Mr. Ames, I said I had to be here bright early this morning, and he said if I got here early, that would be enough.
Oh, really? May I present Mr. Hamden?
Oh, pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Mr. Ames?
Mr. Hamden is our director.
Oh, pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Thank you.
Now, sit down, my dear. The girls will be here soon.
Oh, I can't sit down. I'm so excited about the play. You know, I've been thinking about it all night. I even dreamed about it. And, you know, in my dream, I got 24 big bouquets of flowers after the show.
Oh, really?
Well, my dear, I hate to discourage you, but they do say the dreams are always the opposite.
Opposite? You mean 42 bouquets instead of 24?
What?
Oh, come now, Mrs. Ace. That's quite a number of bouquets. Have you had any stage experience at all?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? May I ask where?
Yes.
What?
Yes, you can ask where. It was at school, high school.
Oh, did you go to high school?
Oh, yes.
I see. Have you had any other experience?
Well, not exactly experience. I go to a lot of movies.
You go to a... Yes, I see.
Oh, are those the play? Can I see one?
Oh, yeah, but...
I want to start studying my part. I hope I can memorize everything I have to. Thank you. Let me see. Mrs. Weatherby, where is it now?
Mrs. Weatherby? Let Mr. Hendrick handle this.
Yes, please. You see, Mrs. A, the part of Mrs. Weatherby...
Good morning, ladies, and Mr. Hendrick.
Oh, hello, Irene.
Why aren't you studying this morning?
Oh, just some old things I threw together for this rehearsal.
Oh, this is Mrs. Ames, Mrs. Lewis.
How do you do?
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance.
Oh, Mr. Hamden, I'm ready for you. To your work.
Suppose you do your best.
I'll try. Well, doesn't Mrs. Weatherby read a copy of the play to look over?
I've got one, thank you.
What?
I've got one. I was just reading this first page. I've sure got a long speech to say here.
You?
Yes, yeah, see, Mrs. Weatherby is discovered before her makeup table, lifelessly combing her hair.
That's listlessly, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, yes, listlessly.
Just a moment. That's my part you're reading, Mrs. Ace.
What part?
Mrs. Reverdy, of course.
Oh, no, I'm the one.
What is this?
Irene, just a minute, please.
What is she talking about?
I'm talking about Mrs. Reverdy.
How kind of you not to talk about Mrs. Reverdy?
Well, I didn't say anything bad about her.
Irene, if you'll only calm down.
Am I playing this part or am I not,
Mrs. Lewis?
If I'm willing to give my time to this play,
I'm giving my time, too.
I'm saying Mrs. Reverdy.
Well, I hate to get sarcastic, but oh, yeah.
Irene, may I speak to you a moment, alone?
Well, what does he mean?
Come on. And now suppose we stroll down towards the stage. I have something to tell you.
Well, I should hope so. I was never so mortified in all my life.
Well, I hope somebody tells her. I guess she doesn't understand about the tryouts. I'm sorry, Mr. Hamden. I got so mad.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'm used to these petty little quarrels. I put on so many of these plays. I'm quite impervious to anything that happens.
Yes, I guess everybody thinks they can act.
Yes, don't they, though? And I've noticed that it's usually the ones who think they can act that can't act at all.
Yes, but she's very pretty, I'll say that for her. Now, when I read this part here, Mr. Hamden, where it says
Come on, other two players. Hello, girls.
Hello, dear.
Good morning, Mr. Hamden.
Good morning, ladies.
Where's Irene? I saw a car outside.
Is she here? She just walked down the... Oh, girls, I want you to meet Mrs. A.
Hello.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you, sir.
This is Mrs. Williams and Mrs. Ann Henderson.
Oh, I thought we were late. You hadn't even started yet.
We couldn't start until you two got here, you know.
Oh, so sorry, Mr. Hamden.
May I see a copy of the play?
That's what they're here for. Here you are. And Miss Henderson.
Thank you. I guess you two play the sisters of my husband.
What?
Are you two going to play the two old sisters who don't like me because I married their brother and spend all his money?
Don't like you.
What's the matter with Irene?
Oh, may I sit you two girls alone?
What's coming on?
Let's walk down this way. Come along, Helene.
What? Nothing. I just want to talk to you.
Marcy keeps going around here, aren't there?
Yes,
aren't there? Oh, here comes Mrs. Burnside back with Mrs. Lewis.
Oh, Mrs. Ace, I'm so sorry I lost my temper. I want to apologize. I didn't understand.
Oh, that's all right. I was just saying, Mr. Hamden, I guess you didn't understand about the tryout.
Of course not, and you're quite right.
Well, now that we have that settled, how about reading the part for us, Mrs. Ace?
Now?
Yes. Suppose you get up there on the stage and read that first speech.
Oh, well, how about Mrs. Lewis reading it first?
Well, if you're right, would you oblige Mrs. Lewis?
Of course. Be glad to.
Good luck, Mrs. Lewis.
Yes. Oh, thank you, my dear.
Let's walk down a little. Come on, Mrs. Ace. We can hear better down here.
All right.
Now sit down, girls. Irene's going to read the first scene.
Ready when you are, Mrs. Lewis. You know the setting. Mrs. Weatherby is discovered listlessly combing her hair, gazing at herself in the mirror. And the speech she has is to herself. Later on, she gets up and paces back and forth in a sort of soliloquy.
I understand.
Quiet, quiet, please.
Well, Marcia, I hope you're satisfied with yourself. You've landed him. The catch of the season. What does it matter that he's heartbroken? What does it matter that his sister's cut you dead? You found what you've been looking for. Security. His castle will be your stronghold, and you are queen. Queen of all you suppose. There's no turning away now. Let them talk. Let them
Thank
talk.
Thank you, Mrs. Lewis. I've quite enough. Now, you, Mrs. Lewis.
But she didn't say.
I've got the idea. You read it, please.
Well, all right. Here I go.
That's it, my dear.
You're pretty good, Mrs. Lewis.
Oh, thank you. I hope you do as well.
Oh, I will. Shall I sit in the same place you did, Mr. Hamden?
Yes, that'll be all right. Right there. Begin the speech.
Well, my pet, I hope you're satisfied with yourself. You've landed him the cast of the season. What does it matter that he's housebroken? What does it matter if his sister's cut your head? You found what you've been looking for, security. His castle will be your stranglehold, and you are queen, queen of all you survey. There is no turning away now. Klaus is right. Let them talk. Let them talk.
Oh, Mrs. Grace, Cross is right. Is a stage direction.
What?
You read a stage direction there. Cross is right.
Oh, I wondered what that meant. You don't have to read that, huh?
No, I don't think it's advisable.
Oh, well, I'll start over again then.
Oh, well, no, that won't be necessary, Mrs. Ace.
You better tell her she's no good.
What did you say?
I say that's quite all right. I get the idea.
Well, which was best?
Well, Mrs. Ace, comparisons are odious.
Which one, dear?
My dear, why don't you come down and sit with me for a while?
Oh, no, I can't now. I'm busy rehearsing with the Burnside.
No, I don't think you'll have to read anymore, Mrs. Ace, because at this point, I'm thinking of having a maid come on and tell Mrs. Weatherby that her husband's calling long distance.
A maid? Well, there's no maid in this scene.
Excuse me, Mrs. Weatherby. I'm writing in a maid at this point.
But it doesn't make sense. It's such a beautiful scene as it is.
Please, I was given to understand that my direction was final.
And of course it is, Mr. Hampton.
Thank you, Mr. Burnside. And the maid comes in and says, "The phone, madame." That's all. The phone, madame. Will you try that, please, Mrs. Ace?
What?
A maid enters center and says, "The phone, madame." Try that, please.
Oh, a maid comes in and says, "The phone, madame." I see.
Yes, will you run that one?
All right. The maid comes in and says, "The phone, madame." For me, Marie?
What was that?
I said, "For me, Marie."
I didn't say anything like that.
Oh, no, but after the maid tells me there's a phone call, I say, "For me, Marie," see?
No, Mrs. Ace, I don't think you understand. I want you to read the line of the maid.
Oh, you want me to read... Me? A maid?
Very fine casting, Mr. Hampton. She'll fit the part perfectly.
Just a minute. I heard that last remark.
Really?
Yes, and if you ask me, I think you fit the part perfectly.
Me? Why, I played Shakespeare in a legitimate theater for years.
Well, if Shakespeare was alive today, he'd turn over in his grave.
Why, are you
all right, ladies, I'm about to
Jane is quite a temperamental actress, isn't she? Just how she progresses with the play, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.